friend, welcome back to Fig and Farm at Home. Today I'm taking you behind the scenes. I am pulling back the curtain into office hours inside of Home Design 101, where I'm talking with Susan. Susan and I have been working together in her open concept area that is really rather a large area, and she's trying to take her design from more traditional to transitional. A little bit more contemporary, but not too contemporary. We are balancing that fine line of tradition and transition. You'll hear our conversation start talking about a couch that they are going to be purchasing, moving into the dinette area, which is right there, right next to her living room, and then focusing a little bit more on side tables. And you'll hear Susan have a couple aha moments, one of which is she thinks she's in decision fatigue. But she's not, actually. She knows exactly what she wants. We just need to take a little bit of time to find it. And then you're going to hear us talk about how these two teeny tiny little tables in her living room are actually commanding and demanding the attention of the entire space. And every decision we make from here on out is kind of tied to those little tables. You hear her call them outliers. I call them bullies, and bullies are exactly that. They command and demand attention in a rather negative way. So what do we do about a bully? You're going to hear us problem solve this by looking for alternate solutions, alternate side tables. But the real question and the homework I left Susan with was determining which pieces of furniture in this open concept area that she needs to keep. Because when we know what she needs to keep, it makes those decisions a little bit easier. Even if it is a bully, it makes those decisions easier because we know how committed we are to those pieces and what we need to do to design around it. So enjoy being a fly on the wall in today's conversation. And friend, before we get started, if you know that you would like to have transformation in your home, if you would like to know exactly where to start when you're learning how to decorate your home, but you just don't know where to start. Maybe you are standing in decision fatigue because there are too many choices. What color do you put on your wall? Where do you put your furniture? Do you buy the new couch? If you are asking yourself those questions, I want to encourage you to ask a different one. And I want to encourage you to ask this one. Where do I start? Friends, I am hosting a free live 2-day workshop on March 26th, March 27th, where I am teaching you the most important first step to starting. Because if you are wanting to learn how to decorate your home so that you don't have to hire the designer, if you are wanting to learn so that you can finally make those changes yourself, I'm telling you how to start. It might be a little bit bossy big sister here, but this is the best place to start when you think that you should be picking out paint color, when you think you should be checking your bank account, when you think that you should be going and buying, checking out the latest sale. Those are not the places to start. You will end up in the exact same space you are today if you don't do this first step. So come and join us March 26th, March 27th. You can register for the Back to Basics Bootcamp by going to bit.ly/figandfarmbootcamp. That link will be in the show notes, and I hope to see you there. All right, let's talk with Susan. Enjoy today's show. We grew up with the phrase, home is where the heart is. But our culture has shifted, and now the message is, home should be Pinterest perfect. I'm calling BS on that message. Home, it's not about the stuff, it's about the story. And whether you know it or not, your home is a reflection of you and is already saying something. So what is it that you want it to say? Hey, I'm Danny, a former first grade teacher turned home decorator. Going from a dual income to a single income so I could stay home with my babies meant budget. Like ramen eating, Goodwill shopping budget. And I learned a few things along the way, like how to bring big style to your home without breaking the bank. And I'm sharing it all with you. Tips, tricks, decor, and design advice so you can learn to tell your story with your style. Where you can start living free from the Pinterest perfect trap and start living a life of intention. Welcome to Fig and Farm at Home, where we design happy living and where it doesn't have to be perfect to be beautiful. Okay, well, I'm going to pull up your email because let's just answer those questions that you sent in the email.
Perfect. And as you're doing that, I'll tell you, I called that furniture store Monday afternoon and talked to a guy. I don't know if he was like an owner, but he was like, No, it doesn't come any other way. And then I called back the next day thinking, well, I'd like to know what the brand of it is or
Yeah.
what the cost of just the couch. And they were to call me back, and it was near the end of the day, but I never heard. So I'm like, well,
Okay.
I don't know what to do. But Mitch really liked it too.
Oh,
That's
he did. Okay.
the thing. Yeah. I mean, we were both on the same page with that was our favorite, just like you.
Right.
You
What was the, did you tell me what the price point was on that?
Well, what the price I saw on it was like 4,100, but I think it included like a chair or two along with the
Oh, that's right.
couch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So I think that's a little high for just the couch. I don't think that
Yeah.
would be that.
Yeah. Because,
But
the Pottery Barn one, the price range, and I put it in my email to you, was
yeah,
between,
I saw that one.
was it 1,800 and 3,100?
Yeah. And
Yeah.
he didn't, I mean, that one was okay. He didn't, it's funny how, I mean, he's not super particular about what I do, but he's an engineer. So he kind of notices those things, and he didn't like the arm on it as well as he did the arm. And you and I talked about that, and I really did like the style and everything
Yeah.
of the one. So I was really, disappointed. They said they could do the fabric on others,
Right.
but the other couches didn't have all those different pieces.
Yeah.
So
Okay.
that's where I'm, that's my problem. I just keep getting stuck and in decision fatigue. It's like I think this is going to work and then no. So anyway, you start
Well,
with what you got there. If it's just the two of us, I don't want to take it
but
from.
actually, I mean, this does not sound like decision fatigue to me. It sounds like you know what you want. Like you know what decision you want to make. We just now need to find it. And same with
Well,
that light in the bathroom. You know what you're looking for. We just need to find it.
yeah. Well, that's true. I mean, I do have a kind of a good idea. It's just finding all the pieces to fit together in one thing, that's the problem. So then
But
I'm.
the good news about this is that that couch, you're not in a hurry for the couch, right? Because you have a perfectly good working ordered couch right now. So we have time. We know what decision we want to make. We know we kind of like the more rolled arms in the Pottery Barn, and we've really only done our search. So, now that you want a two cushion or a bench, great, fantastic. Now that you know that you want a slightly rolled arm, not big rolled arm, great. We know we want the kind of the color you and the turn. We like the turned legs. And when you see that fabric, and when we're looking online, you can always order a swatch of fabric too. And that I would highly recommend if you go that route. But it sounds to me like we're on the right track, and it just might be a matter of time, but that's okay.
I just want some completion and things. That's the hard thing for me is that part. But
The
anyway.
in between, the waiting. You want to make a change. We know kind of the direction we're going, and now it's a matter of decision making.
Yes. Yeah,
Well,
and that for the console table as well, because we and of course maybe that'll depend on the length of the couch that I choose. I don't know, because I think you said 2/3. So I saw the two on Wayfair. One of those is 54, which is only 6 inches longer than the one that Addie's table, we call it.
yeah.
And the other was 70 something. And both, my only thing and hesitation is they both kind of feel like they have a farmhouse vibe to them a little bit. But do you, is that a big?
A little bit with the kind of the there's just a teeny bit of
Yeah.
rustic to it.
Yeah.
The coloring is what we want. We want those warm wood tones throughout your space. And it didn't, yes, it might have said modern farmhouse, but I think with all of the elements that we're putting into your space, Susan, there's enough details that it's not going to read farmhouse at all.
Okay.
You are.
I wanted to kind of get your thought on that, because that's been kind of my, I really liked the larger one kind of, but I don't know. There again, I guess the width of the couch we choose is going to be, a factor. So that brings me back to that.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so looking at the picture of your dining room area, how did it feel to you with space, like how big it was? Chairs are going to fit underneath that, but how did it feel? Did you play with pulling chairs out and all of that?
I mean, to me, it's like Mitch feels that this is his engineer coming out. He feels like the 55 is like going to be a better fit. I gain, I think, 10% more tabletop space, he said. With the 60 inch, I gain 30% more, which wouldn't be a bad thing to have. It, I mean, you know, to sit here and look at it, it's like kind of a small space. I do think it'll help if I can get the ottoman or something to go underneath the desk area. Because I won't have a chair sticking out that I do now. So I really, I know I'm sounding indecisive because I'm a visual person and seeing the tape helps me. But it doesn't seem to me significant enough of a difference to give up that extra little bit. Now he and I were looking at tables, and I'll throw you this curveball. I mean, he's got good taste in things, but his concern was to have the wooden top. And because this is a dinette, is it going to be hard with glasses? Is it going to have to be babied so much, you know, and an issue? And so he was like, well, is there something with a marble top? We have quartz countertops, and which I've been a little disappointed in. But anyway, they've chipped more than I thought they would. But they're the black with the cream kind of veining in them. They have more of that shine than the matte. But we saw one, which is pricier in Arhaus. And I think I saved it in my tabs. I'm not real good at being efficient to get it for you, but it was the same black base, but it had bluestone and then it had a white marble. I don't think a white would work because everything's cream based. The bluestone, it sounds to me like it could, you know, but he liked that because of the fact that he thought it would be more durable over time. Is what he.
Okay. I definitely understand that. I have only had wood tables, Susan. And you know, my mom had wood table. And yes, there are times when like, oh shoot, that condensation water, like you, there are times when you want to be mindful of it, right? Like you don't want to put a hot, you know,
which I don't do that on a Formica top table.
Yeah, you put a trim in, really, right?
Yeah, I do.
And there are definitely times when you want to be mindful of it. Like when it is really, really hot and there's condensation on glasses, and you would probably want to do that on anything because it's going to leave a water dripping, right? But otherwise for us, like we don't, you know, we don't baby it. We don't use placemats. We don't, I mean, I'll use a charger for fancy meals, but I don't that really any other way except for when I'm crafting. And when I'm crafting, that's when I'm like, I don't want on the table or, you know, water rings can come out. They can come out with just a knit, like a t-shirt and a warm iron. I've gotten water rings. Yeah. That's how I redo furniture. I take the water ring out that way. There might be times when you, you know, a grandbaby drops something and you might get a gouge or, you know, something like that. Should, I guess for me, that's not a concern. But I've always lived with one. And should it get bad enough, should over time, 10 years from now, you realize, oh, this is has wear and tear, you can always get it refinished, right? Which is kind of a lifespan of a table anyway. So I think you guys need to think about that a little bit more. My in-laws, they have two tables. One is a ginormous table they got when they were newly married. They've been married, I think we just celebrated their 50th. Yes, we did, because we threw a big party, a 50th wedding anniversary in September. They're remodeling their kitchen. They are just now getting it refinished, not because it's worn, but because they are redoing their kitchen.
Okay.
So, you know, and they don't really baby it. They have grandbabies, they have like parties. So my thought is it wouldn't be too much of a concern for me, but we can shift gears. So do you want to, no one else is joining right now. Do you want to pull up that Arhaus one? Okay. You can share.
I can share. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Now that's it with the wood top.
Okay.
And no, that's it with the bluestone. Actually, that has the bluestone top on it.
Oh, oh
yeah.
Okay.
And that's, and it's similar in style to the Pottery Barn as far as the base, but it's pricey little thing, you know?
Oh my gosh, it is. But hey, it's on sale.
Well, yeah.
Look, you paid $1,400, Susan.
Well, which is significant, okay, but you
Yeah.
know, but I'm a little, wondering about what the color, because stone, anytime you do something natural, and this has more of a matte finish. Our countertop is definitely more of the shine or the sheen finish, whatever the right, but anyway, that's it.
Okay.
So I don't know.
I do not mind this. I think this could be a very good compromise. Show me the other finish. Show me the wood finish. It will probably look very drastically different.
Me see if I can, if it'll go
The one
back.
to the left or the right.
That's mocha.
Okay, and then with the blue stone.
Bluestone. That's more like the my coffee table color, it looks like to me.
Yeah.
Sort of, anyway.
Okay. Can you
And
show
then that.
what the brown wood base again, mocha,
Okay.
and the marble?
It just looks more white than beige to me. I think
Yeah.
they say that, I believe. Bluestone or white marble selected for their beauty, strength, and durability.
Okay. How much is that one?
Same.
Same. Okay. I like the color of that wood. That's really
Do
pretty.
you? Are you thinking that I shouldn't do the black?
I'm thinking that either choice is going to be a great choice. I'm thinking that black is going to be very safe because you do have some of those black elements. It is going to have that, how we're kind of balancing, and I keep making that reference of like it's going to have 1 foot closer into traditional or contemporary. Black is going to have 1 foot closer into contemporary than a wood base. The reason I am now saying the wood is because of the idea of maybe bringing in those dining room chairs. And I do think there's a difference between the structure of your dining room chair with the wood that it's current, like the just the way that it's made. And I have a feeling that that is going to look better with a wood finished table than with the black. I think if we choose a black table, we're going to limit ourselves to the upholstered chair, which is not a bad look. It's going to look great. It's going to be cozy. It's going to be wonderful. We already have some chairs picked out. It's going to be a nice look.
Now we went away from the ones that look like the stools that are under the counter, correct? That were upholstered to match. Those were, and those do have a solid black leg on them.
Yeah.
I don't know if that
And
matters or not, but they do. And
we didn't necessarily go away from those, Susan, but we did say, can we see something that's not so matchy matchy?
That's what I was
If
thinking.
that's the only one we find, it's a great choice. But is there something that, could be a little bit, yeah, just a little different?
And that's where I land, and that's where you're such a blessing is I'm not as apt to go out of the box without your handhold necessarily,
Yeah.
but I want and I know things aren't perfect. I don't, but I want the best choice, not a good choice. Do you know what I mean? Because if I'm going to invest in something, these kind of changes, light fixtures and I mean this dinette we've had, I don't even know how long. We've lived here since 07, I think, and we had it before we moved up here. So it's a long time, and it's sturdy, and it's, I mean, all that, it's just updating.
Okay,
So.
so let's talk about one of the reasons I have suggested a black table over a wood table for you is because of the wood elements you have in your living room. And what I mean by that is because if we were to keep every piece of wood furniture you have in the living room behind you, we will start competing with other elements you bring in. The console table behind the sofa, the dining room, the dinette table will start competing, and I don't want to do that. So here's what I want you to think about. Those little side tables that you have a lot of power in your room. They are kind of the things that are making me say you need to have a black dining table instead of a wood dining table because you now have to think about the color of that wood tone in relation to the coffee table, in relation to the barristers, in relation to, do you see what I'm saying?
Are my outliers or
They
something?
are a little bit your outlier. Yeah, and I know that there's an attachment there.
Mean, they came from my parents' home as far as like being a childhood table or something. I mean, and they were just cost efficient too. I mean, we needed to do something, and because the ones that we had before are up in the game, the TV room upstairs. Are you saying if I got rid of those, I would do something different, or and if so, what would that be? Or
Yeah. So in that case, then, and it's kind of that can of worms. Like, what do you want to, what are your, I am not budging on this, right? Like, we're living with this, and now we're just kind of moving and using pieces that we have. And you're gonna create, I mean, Susan, you have beautiful things in your home. You really do. You have a very nice base, a very nice foundation to start with, even in those little side tables. It's now just determining how much power do they have in order to affect the next change.
okay.
So,
Okay.
options that we could try to play with are moving those, swapping out those wood tables upstairs and bringing those other ones down. We could try that to start just using what you have. The other option, of course, is to bring in some other little side tables.
A small little, it wouldn't have to be any, yeah.
And here is where I would probably choose something that is very transitional and not traditional at all.
Do you
So,
have a thought on that? What, like maybe Wayfair? I don't know. Just what are you thinking, like a round table with a little base on it? Or are you thinking more something with brass and marble? Or what are you?
okay, so that would that, and I don't think we'd need to do matchy matchy. I think we could, find kind of something fun. I'm thinking we could try to play with a couple different pieces. One, do you remember that one plant stand you found last year that had kind of that drum shape? Those are called drum tables. So something like that could be really sweet in black because you already have the wood in that in there. I'm just going to share my screen here, Susan, and do a little browsing with you. And these are pieces that I wouldn't want to spend a whole lot of money on.
That's what I'm wondering if it would have to be a huge investment on that, because the table, the coffee table, is relatively new, and I'm pretty sure it came, as you're looking, I'm pretty sure it came from Ballard's Design, and I think it was under $1,000, maybe, but it wasn't just the most inexpensive. They have sisters in it, but they're white, or they're that off-white color. And they actually have a console table in the off-white. But if I have an off-white couch, that's not going to work behind a couch. I don't have enough contrast. So anyway, I looked there to see, because they have the exact match to it. But it's relatively new. So that piece, I would, you
Oh,
know.
I want to keep the coffee table. I think,
Oh, okay.
I love
Okay.
it. And I love the warmth. We want to have multiple pieces tying to different pieces, like almost as if we have, Susan's style right in the center of this little spider web. And all of Susan's style is going to connect to a different design element throughout your room, right? So, like brass, black, wood, story. We want to have all of those little pieces built out around it. And then we want to be able to not only, and actually those are going to be in the center of your circle, but then we want to have like, where are those in your room? Right. And we want to be able to go from place to place to place, not have too many. We don't want that, the crossing of the center to be too big, but we want it to be enough that we're seeing these. Like if we stood in one corner and we saw where are the wood elements here, your coffee table, your barrister bookcase, which does Mitch like that? Are you guys
Oh, he does. Those are cute.
So this one is too modern. This
Yeah.
one on the far
Okay.
left. This one is a little bit more expensive than I was imagining. I'm kind of picturing like the $150 mark, or
Okay.
because it has, and this is of course quick look, right? This one has a wood top, so it would kind of tie into the wood of your coffee table. And also the thing that caught my attention, I didn't know it had a wood top, but the thing that caught my attention was the base. And I don't know, let's see if I can zoom in a little bit. Do you see that wood base?
Yeah, that's cool, because it ties in with the coffee table a little bit. But I have that big fireplace that's black. The fireplace is actually a black brown. There's veins of brown in that tile that's on our fireplace. But it's when you look at it, it's black. But and I like what you're saying. It ties in the wood,
I'm just going to write it down. Okay, let's take another look here. These ones here, like this one, it's a little bit more contemporary than it is traditional, of course, but this one would be an okay fit. Okay, meaning like if you liked that style, we could go for it. It's going to make your space look one more step into contemporary than trendy. traditional. How do you like this one, the Keziah, this one right here with the wood top?
I like that one. I'm not sure if I don't know how I feel about it compared to the one the Pacifica or whatever. I don't know. I mean, that's really subtle. It has the wood, but it's a little more subtle. What are your thoughts on that? I
Yeah.
like the shape of it. I'm a round. Of course, that drum table's round too.
Yeah.
I'm drawn more to round than angular typically, but.
Yeah. This one, the Pacifica feels like it is. I like that one. I like how it feels very safe. It feels like it is a step into contemporary while being a very safe choice because of the just a very nice cylindrical. Like this is not going to go out of style anytime soon.
And it has, is it okay that it looks like if you zoom in on it, but it's got like some texture kind of to it. You know, I don't know the right terminology. I hate to sound like I know exactly, but like there's little lines, you know, all the way down through it. It looks, I don't think it's solid, is or is it solid? It looked like it had, maybe it is solid. I was thinking, and I wondered if that tied in is what I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
Okay, with
Yeah.
space, because it, because you know how you're always saying to repeat the pattern or something, but
Yeah.
it looks like it's just solid.
It
It's
looks
not.
like it.
Yeah. Okay. Wonder, is it made out of wood? What is that? Or
Base
metal?
material is metal.
Oh, okay.
The width is 22 inches. Manufactured wood is the top. How high is it? And it's 24 inches high.
Is that a good height for, is that, now, is
Yeah.
that something you mean would flank the couch? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Or.
Yes. And so that would be one of those, like, we're putting it on one side of the couch. Or, you can mix and match, where you have those two brown ones, they could go there.
Now let me ask you this. If I get the couch, the newer, bigger couch, and I move it back to where we had the couch before Christmas and put the console table behind it, do you still put tables like this beside the couch if you have a console table and the lamps on it behind it?
It depends on if you need space to land stuff. So if you have your lamps there, then you won't necessarily need this for lamps, but you might need it for a plant or a candle or putting your book or your tea down, that kind of thing. That is something we need to consider is how much walkway is there where your things currently are.
Because if I put the couch there and it's any bigger than the one I have, and then end tables, and I wonder if it would be too heavy if I had the couch, two end tables, and a console table all in that one space. Would it be too much right there?
I don't think it's going to be too heavy. I would be more concerned about function.
Friend, our conversation continued for a little longer, and as I was sitting here editing the conversation for you all, the things that kept popping up to me were not necessarily the specific items we were talking about. It was the big picture concepts that Susan kept mentioning. You heard her talk about contrast. You heard her talk about the weight of materials. You heard her even say, "This is an outlier, isn't it?" Susan is taking the concepts she is learning and she is applying them into her own home. She does have me as a coach, as a guide, helping her affirm for her that yes, these are things that we need to be thinking about, or no, maybe let's think about it this way a little bit. But Susan is putting in the hard work and she's getting it. Ultimately, she will end up making the decision of the couch. She will end up making the decision for the side tables. She will make those decisions, but she has such a firm foundation because she started in the right spot. She started with that first step that I will teach you how to start with side of our free boot camp. So if you have not registered yet, if you did not stop during the middle of the show, I invite you. Come on over, register for the free boot camp, bit.ly/figandfarmbootcamp. I'll see you there.
Hey, real quick before you go, if you learned something new or found value in today's podcast, would you head over to iTunes to Fig and Farm at Home and leave a review and subscribe to the show? That would be awesome. And if you'd like to connect with my community of mamas who are learning to be intentional storytellers within their own homes, join us at bit.ly/design101group. There's always more room at the table. See you soon.